يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح مددي يا أبا صالح.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام والتحيات والإكرام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين المظلومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. For reappearance of Imam Zaman, salawat. وَلَعَنَتُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ أَعْدَائِهِمْ وَظَالِمِيهِمْ وَغَاصِبِي حُقُوقِهِمْ وَمُنْكِرِي فَضَائِلِهِمْ لَعَنَةُ الدَّائِمَةُ مِنَ الْآنَ إِلَىٰ قِيَامِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. أَمَّا بَعْدُ فَقَالَ مَوْلَانَا علي بن الحسين عليه الصلاة والسلام: أما حق نفسك عليك فإن تستوفيها في طاعة الله. صلوات. First of all, I would like to extend condolences to all Mu'minin Mu'minat for this night, that is night of a historical tragedy that remains today, the martyrdom of a personality who was grieving all his life, the one who is founder of this Azadari, the one who spread the message of Karbala in the various places, the one who has led the movement of Karbala after Karbala, the flag bearer of Karbala from the point after the martyrdom of Abu Abdullah until he died and martyred. And also, as we are today remembering the soul of our dear brother who was part of our community, and he gave services to our community in various forms, Brother Meyer, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul. And may Allah place his soul with the soul of Amirul Mu'mineen and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. As he is buried, his body is set in the grave that is close to Amirul Mu'mineen, in the neighborhood of Amirul Mu'mineen. I hope that his soul is going to be with the soul of Amirul Mu'mineen as well. In his life, many of our brothers, those who met him in the final days, that shows that he had a very strong belief, and he was the one who was certain about the belief in Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and he was certain in his faith, that he used to remember in final days Imam of the age. And one of the things that I personally heard from him when I went to see him at that time. He said that I would like to ask everybody to pray for the reappearance of Imam-e-Zaman. And when he reappears, he asked that I would like to request everybody to support him, to stand with him. And if I am in any position, please take me with yourself, that I would like to stand with him. That was one of the strongest faith about Imam of the age. And also, although he was in pain, he was in difficult circumstances, but at the same time, he said that I'm really satisfied. I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is purifying me. So I'm ready to leave this world. And I believe that my past history, whatever I had before I accept Islam, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to purify me before I get closer and my soul departed from this world. Those words show that a strong faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a strong belief in Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and a strong follower of Aimma alayhimus salam. Please say salawat for his soul. And again, it's his honor that today we are memorizing and remembering him on the memory of the martyrdom of our fourth Imam. I would like to speak for a little while about one of the parts of the Risala, that is Risalatul Huquq. There are many remainders of our fourth Imam. And one of them, of course, it's Sahifa Sajjadiyya. One of the book that is actually teaching of our fourth Imam and those du'as that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has left, although they are not du'a actually, that are messages, that are sermons of our fourth Imam that he could not deliver. His whole life was a life of movement, and he continuously was moving towards the objectives that was set in Karbala. And he was the one who spread the message in such a way that Bani Umayya and their government could not continue. And this government, it has fallen because of the continuous movement. And he has been able to weaken this government from inside. Most of people, when they think about Imam Sajjad, they think that he was just crying in all his life. But his cry was not a cry. This was a cry that was objective-able cry. That was a mission. You know, we need to think sometimes. There are two kinds of cries. One, there is a cry that is cry of feelings. That somebody's feelings are being hurt. And if we start considering that because the feelings of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam were hurt, and that is why he was just crying in all his life, that is not true. He was making this cry that was a mission, and he wanted to spread the message through this cry. He gave a message that if you come into the circumstances that you cannot speak, at least you can shed your tears. And through shedding your tears, you can make a movement. And that is one of the phrases of Imam Khomeini, as he said that with those tears that you're shedding for Aba Abdullah, make a flood that it can take all the powers inside. That is how Imam Sajjad practically has done, that he made the flood of the tears, that in his whole life he has been able to open the path for Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam to spread that message, that after him Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam and Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam has been successfully spread the message of their forefathers. They had an open space that they can teach and they can spread the message, and ahadith started to be written down, and message of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam started to be spread in all over the world. That was actually movement of our fourth Imam, that he made a foundation. Through his foundation, it was the time that it was given to the
fifth Imam and sixth Imam. Amongst those remainders, one, it's called Risalatul Huquq. And I would like to request that the days like this, when we come to remember this personality, at that time we need to look at those miras of Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim, inherit that they left. One of the inherits, that is this Charter of the Rights. And within Charter of Rights, I've chosen rights of ourselves. You know, there are many rights that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has spoken about. And when you look at the Charter of Rights that has been given by the United UNO, there also they speak about sometimes rights of communities, rights of your friends or some of things. But when Imam started speaking, when a personality that has divine knowledge, that nobody else can speak about that. There are some of the rights that it cannot be said other than Imam, other than the Prophet. Those who have only divine knowledge, they can speak about that. Because these are the rights that if somebody likes to speak, what is my right for myself? Then we need to ask from those who came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is creator of this world. So after speaking about the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam has spoken about rights of ourself. So let us look at this phrase that Imam starts with speaking about the rights of a person himself on himself. Please say salawat. Imam said, Amma haqqu nafsik. The right of yourself on yourself. The right of your soul on yourself. Your nafs has a right. Sometimes we need to consider ourselves that we are responsible people and think about ourselves that we have responsibility regarding ourselves as well. Before we think about anybody else, before we think about our brothers and sisters, before we think about our family, for example, before we think about community, what do we need to think? We need to think about ourselves. Amma haqqu nafsik. What is my right on myself? And if there is right, then I need to fulfill that right. Imam said, فَإِن تَسْتَوْفِيهَا فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ حَقِّ النَّفْسِ on ourselves, that if you can complete that in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when you depart from this world, at that time you depart on ta'atillah, tastawfiha, do wafa, give allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend whole your life in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the rights of ourself. You know, in the hadith of our Mawla Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam has said that man arafa nafsa faqad arafa rabbah. If somebody recognizes himself, he will be able to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we like to know about our rights, about ourselves, what we need to do, then we need to spend whole our life in the worship of Allah. As much as one becomes obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will recognize more. As much as we will be in ta'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be recognizing Allah. And how that is possible if somebody likes to do a ta'at of Allah? In a conversation that has taken place between Imam and another person who asked a question from our fourth Imam, he asked a question that, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, we have verse of Quran. It says, Ud'uni astajib lakum. That call upon me, I will answer your call. So this verse is very interesting. According to our ulama, they say that when you look at this verse, the very beautiful point that it has said, Ud'uni, and after that it's not been said, Fastajib lakum. You call upon me and then I will answer your call. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Whenever you call, answer is going to be there. Allah wanted to make it immediate. Immediately after you call, your call is going to be answered. So the question was raised that how come Allah has promised in such a way that whenever you call, your call is going to be answered. But many times we call upon Him, but our calls are not being answered. Isn't that correct? So many times that happens with us, and this is one of the questions in our mind. Look at Imam, that how he answered this question. Imam alayhi salam has answered this question when we like to look at the rights and our rights regarding ourselves. Imam, when he wanted to answer, then he said that قَالَ لِأَنَّكُمْ تَدْعُونَ مَنْ لَا تَعْرِفُونَهُ. You call upon the one that you really do not know him. When we call upon somebody, when we call an authority, that we really are not aware of that, we do not know whom we are calling, that is why our calls are not being answered. ثُمَّ دَعُوهُ. Then he said, كَيْفَ تَعْرِفُهُ. If you do not know him, then how that is possible that your du'as can be accepted? And the person he asked again question, كَيْفَ نَعْرِفُهُ. How that is possible that we can recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is there any way that we can understand and know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imam, in the answer, he said, اعرفوا نفوسكم تعرفوه. The same thing that our first Imam had said. Imam is continuously making the same point that first Imam has said. That is one of the beauty of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and our A'imma alayhimus salam, that if one has said one thing, other Imam is going to be said same thing. And these are infallible. They are one chain. They are actually together. Their messages together. Imam said that you should know yourself. اعرفوا نفوسكم تعرفوه. When you will know yourself, then you will understand him. Then again question was asked. Imam was asked that how that is possible that we can understand ourselves. كيف نعرف نفوسنا. Again, this question, of course, it is a reasonable question that everybody needs to ask. كَيْفَ نَعْرِفُ نُفُوسَنَا. Imam said, فَكِّرُوا فِي أَعْيُنِكُمْ. Look at the teaching of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. فَكِّرُوا فِي أَعْيُنِكُمْ. Look at your eyes sometimes. Start thinking. كَيْفَ تُبْصِرُ. How you look through these eyes. How you can see through those eyes. Sometime ponder on yourself. Reflect on your parts of body. Reflect on yourself. That many times we don't do that. Unfortunately, one of the things that is closest to us, that we never thought about that. We never reflected on ourselves. And Imam says that what you need to do, فَكِّرُوا فِي أَعْيُنِكُمْ. Reflect in your eyes. كَيْفَ تُبْصِرُوا. وَفِي آذَانِكُمْ كَيْفَ تَسْمَعُوا. Sometime reflect about your ear. How you can hear that? What is the most important function of this hearing? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed? Although you're not a scientist, but still you need to reflect sometimes. This reflection, it gives a blessing. After reflection, whenever you think, that is why it's been said that التفكر ساعة أفضل من عبادة سبعين سنة. Just reflection of a moment, it's better than the worship of thousands of years. Just reflecting sometimes. Can we reflect on our parts of body? ثم في قلوبكم كيف تفكر. Sometime reflect about your heart, about your mind. How you think about that? How is the process of thinking? When you are going to reflect in that, Imam said, فَإِذَا عَرَفْتُمْ ذَلِكَ, when you're going to understand those functions of your body and machinery, شَعَرْتُمْ بِعَظَمَةِ اللَّهِ, it's going to give you an understanding the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will realize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. شَعَرْتُمْ بِعَظَمَةِ اللَّهِ, it will give you a shu'ur, an understanding of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what it's required. That's what you need to know. When you like to do dua, at that time you need to know that the one you are calling towards, he's greater. He's creator. He's giver. He's sustainer. He's the one who can solve my problems and problems of this world. And when you know about that, at that time your calling is going to be beneficial. That is why Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has said that tastawfiha fi ta'atillah, that you need to spend whole your life in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us look at our fourth Imam and his character. See, the one who is saying, has he spent whole his life in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You would find that a characteristic life, a life full of the worship, a life that has become dedicated towards Allah, that he was called Sajjad. Is such a dedication that he was called Zainul Abideen, ornament of the worshippers in this world. That means if somebody likes to see, you know, when you go on a mall and a shopping center, they decorate outside, they make a decoration outside, right? Through decoration you are being attracted. If anybody likes to be attracted towards the worships, then he needs to see Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam. His worships become attraction for mu'mineen. That is ornament. He made the worships in the difficult circumstances. But he was best worshipper in this world. That during his sajdas, he stays longer in sajdas. One of the ways that has been said to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the positions that makes the person very closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is sajda. That if you really like to feel that you are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stay in the sajda. In the khutbah of our Prophet, peace be upon him, before holy month of Ramadan, Holy Prophet had advised that tawwilu sujoodakum, that prolong your sajdas. This prolonging sajda, it is sajda before the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It increases our understanding and knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It makes us closer, because at this time we have completely humiliated before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the most important and honorable organ of our life, it is bowing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this time. And that is place of forehead. Place of forehead, it is the place where all the reflections of our life, if we become happy, then somebody can see on our forehead. If somebody is sad, then also they can see. If somebody likes to see my appearance, am I happy or am I sad? Am I honored or humiliated? You can see on the face, and especially forehead. That means this place, it is a place of honor. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked you, place your place of honor before the honors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Sajjad becomes Sajjad because of sajdas, his practice in all his life. Dear brothers and sisters, when we Look at the characteristics of Imam Sajjad. Other than worships, he is the personality who has made the foundation of the movement of Karbala. When you look at this personality, you would find that khutbas that he has delivered in Kufa and Syria. Sometimes you can think a person who is coming out of this tragedy from Ashura, facing a tragedy after the tragedy, then how would it be that possible that he would be delivering those kind of sermons? Like when he comes to Syria, he wanted to make his recognition. He wanted to introduce himself. So when somebody likes to introduce, at that time, he would say that, for example, he can say, Ana Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin. But he knew that if he makes this introduction in the city of Syria, then it's not going to be impressive. It's not going to give any good message, because there are people, those who are enemies of Aba Abdullah al-Husayn. He changed the course of action when he speaks in the court of Yazid. At that time, he started introducing himself in such a way that everybody can accept. He said, Anabnu Makkata wa Mina, Anabnu Zamzam wa Safa. He started introducing himself with Makkah, with Mina, with Zamzam and Safa. Because people, they were enemies of Amirul Mu'mineen, enemies of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. They already humiliated. But they cannot deny Makkah and Mina. They cannot deny Zamzam and Safa. That is why Imam had spoken at this place. His khutbas are remaining in the history today. And one needs to read those khutbas. These are the khutbas that can show the real message of Karbala. And unfortunately, you know, we started making our own tradition. And we are piling up tradition and tradition. Rather than following tradition of Ahlul Bayt, we are making our traditions. Tradition of my father. Tradition of my forefather. It's what I said previously to the brothers, that rather than following the tradition of your forefathers, let us follow the tradition of Ahlul Bayt. The most affected personality in Karbala is Imam Zainul Abidin. But you would not find any action that is emotional action. And that is why I said that when he was crying, he was not crying of emotions. He was crying with objective. He was crying with the mission. He was crying that people, they can come towards him, that he can deliver the message. His cry is different than anybody else. But his cry made us cry today. He inspired the hearts. He has motivated nations throughout the world. Every azadari today, it's because of Sayyid Sajideen. Every majlis today, because he was the first reciter of the majlis. When he introduced himself, at that time he said, Anabnu man dobeha fi ardi Karbala min al qafa. I am the one who was being slaughtered in the battlefield of Karbala. Brothers and sisters, as today we came to remember our fourth Imam, we came to remember his cries, the cries that our fourth Imam made in various places. But this was not a cry of a day, not a cry of 2 days. But whole his life, he spent a life for Karbala. He wants to make Karbala as a movement. You know, sometimes when you cry at that time, make this cry as a missionful cry. Weep for a reason. Weep for a cause. When somebody sits in Aza, not necessarily even he cries. It's been said, Man abka aw tabaka. If somebody makes somebody cry, if somebody can make a shape of cry, if somebody can just sit in Aza, that is also rewardable. Why is that? It's because this cry is cry of Islam. Our fourth Imam, let us say salam upon Ali ibn al-Husayn. Sallallahu alayka ya Ali ibn al-Husayn. زين العابدين. You know, many times, whenever he was brought water, at that time he looks at the water. And then he faced towards Karbala. He would say, As-salamu alayka ya Abba Abdel. Whenever he saw people, they are carrying a funeral and they are ready to bury. At that time, he starts asking questions from the people, those who are carrying the funeral. He says, did you give ghusl to the body of this marhum? Did you give kafan to the body of this marhum? And he was answered, Yabna Rasulullah, we are Muslim. Of course, we gave ghusl and kafan, and we are ready to bury. At that time, he used to face towards Karbala. See how he was giving message. At that time, he faces towards Karbala. He says, As-salamu ala man dufina fi ard Karbala bila ghuslin wala kafan. Once he comes close to the slaughter, while they are slaughtering an animal, you know, he wanted to give message to everybody. He wanted to give message to every single person. He wanted to deliver message to all the people in the street. And he comes close to the slaughterer and he starts asking question, O slaughterer, did you give water before you like to slaughter? Did you give him water? And then he says that, of course, Ibn Rasulullah, we give water all the time whenever we like to slaughter. And then he faces towards Karbala. Then he says, As-salamu ala al-Husayn. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah. Alladhi qutila adshana. This was the phrase that our fourth Imam, he had written on the grave of his father as well, when he closed the grave, and after closing the grave, he started writing the phrase on the grave of Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam as a recognition, and he said that Hada qabr al-Husayn alladhi qataluhu adshana. Yes, brothers and sisters, our fourth Imam, he was living in all his life like grieving. A servant comes to fourth Imam asking, Yabna Rasulullah, isn't the time arrived? He saw that his face is filled with the tears and he's continuously shedding the tears. He came out of sajda and now he started, you know, saying salam to Aba Abdullah. And when he said that, Yabna Rasulullah, hasn't the time come that you have to leave your grief? At that time, he says that you did not make justice. You are not a just person. Haven't you read in Quran that Yaqub had lost only one Yusuf? He lost only one Yusuf, and he was crying all his life that he lost his eyes. You are not a just person. Don't you see that I have lost how many Yusuf in Karbala? I have lost Ali Akbar, I have lost Qasim, I have lost Abul Fadl al-Abbas, many of the Yusuf in Karbala. Sallallahu alayka ya Ali ibn al-Hussein. Tonight is the night when Imam Sajjad was poisoned in Medina. And tonight is the night that his old grief was ended. This is the night that he was buried in Baqi. But let us say salam upon the grave that is grave of a Mazloom. Oh Ali ibn al-Hussein, you lived as Mazloom. It is your life. And you are still Mazloom, living today in the grave. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un wa sayalamu alladhina zalamu ayyamun qalabiyan qalibun. Allahumma arzuqna ziyarata qabr al-Husayn alayhi salam. Allahumma arzuqna shafa'at al-Husayn yawm al-wurud wa tabbit lana qadama sidqin indaka ma'al Husayn wa ashab al-Husayn. ماتم حسین
یا ابا صالح یا ابا صالح مددی یا ابا صالح مددی.